Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Janice Litvin. As you know, I help leaders and teams banish burnout in their organizations through keynote speeches, workshops, and accountability groups.
Love it, Janice. Question number two, what is the best thing about working businesses?
For me, the best thing is the relationships with the people and helping people overcome stress and just get well and happy and more productive at work.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. For example, let's say you're a parent, you move into a small town. How are you going to choose your doctor, your lawyer, whatever it is you need? You're going to ask other people who they know, people like yourself, so that you can find someone that will satisfy your needs.
Absolutely there. Question number four, what advice you share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
Okay, I have a lot of advice, but let me start with this. Like I said before, it's all about relationships. So when you have the opportunity to meet someone, first of all, on LinkedIn, the thing that everybody hates is when someone starts selling the minute the person you're targeting accepts your connection request. Don't start asking with pre-marketing questions, or because everybody can see through that, they'll block you faster than a speeding bullet. What they want is for you to build relationships. They might really be interested in what you have to sell, but if you attack them with sales and selling type questions from the start, that will be the end of the relationship. When you do finally get the permission to have a live conversation with someone, make it about them, not my name is so-and-so and here's what I do and here's how I can help you and here's what I charge. No. What you want to do is ask lots and lots and lots of questions. Hopefully that will lead to a sale, but you're not there to sell. You're there to build rapport and develop trust. And the best way to do that is to not sell, but to be genuine and ask them questions about them, themselves, what their needs are, what they're looking for, how you can help them, but without saying, here's how I can help you. Make it about them. If they're interested, they will ask you questions, or you can say, do you have any questions for me? But try not to make it about you, make it about them. Then once you close the deal, over deliver, make yourself the best vendor anybody could have ever hoped to do business with. Go way beyond the call of duty. Approach the relationship as how you can help them, what you can do for them, so that they will, without your asking, refer you to other business. Of course, your goal isn't just to get referrals. Your goal is to do a good job, but do the best, most excellent job you can possibly do, and then they'll refer you to others.
So what are the steps of when you connect with someone on LinkedIn? You're saying just keep asking them questions. Like, what is your strategy there?
No, don't ask them any questions. At first, do not ask them any questions. Build rapport by saying, hey, I noticed that you went to University of Texas. I went to University of Texas. What years were you there? What was your major? Did you grow up in Texas? How did you like Austin? Oh, I see that you're a member of the HR Executive Network. I'm a member of the HR Executive Network. Tell me about your work. What do you like about being an HR executive? Ask lots and lots and lots of questions that are genuinely formed.
All right, there we go. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
That would be my friend, Craig Harrison, also a fellow member of National Speakers Association. Craig was actually a former president. Dr. Larry Schuller, who helps groups overcome conflict. And my friend, Steve Budd, who teaches people how to develop their origin story, which is a very important part of selling.
It is there. So let's get to question number six, the final fun question. Janice, tell me about your first sale.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Before I was a workplace wellness speaker and author and workshop leader, I was in high tech and I used to do software consulting and training. And many years ago, I had a friend who was in the hardware space, which was the sister to the software space, as you all know. And this was long before, this is when the IBM PC first came out, long before internet. And he referred me to a company called Computerland. Some of you are too young to know about Computerland, but those were franchised computer stores. People used to go in and buy the IBM PC there, and they had a training room. And he referred me there to do training, and I closed. The deal wasn't even a sell because I had a hard referral, meaning it was a hot lead. They didn't even try to ask me any sales questions. They just said, oh, ask me about my qualifications. You're hired. I was an independent contractor. I happily served them twice a week for 2 years. It was a wonderful, wonderful relationship.
Perfect. Love that story there. So Janice, you now have 3 minutes and 26 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Okay. Well, I would love to talk about my new book, The Banish Burnout Toolkit, that is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, janicelitvin.com/book. You can learn all about the book. The book is made up of 6 tools to help people overcome and manage stress. Today, I'm just going to talk about the first tool because it's the quickest and easiest and gives you a lot of impact. Have you ever noticed that you're in a situation, whether you're in a meeting and someone's being negative, or you're fighting traffic and you feel yourself get upset? How do you act? How do you react? Do you just jump in, both barrels blazing, or do you stop, take a breath, observe, and then proceed? So my very first tool is called STOP. Stop. Take a breath, observe, proceed. And that is helps you, teaches you, and grooms you to pause before reacting. It will make you happier. It will make the other person happier. And it will eliminate a lot of terrible fights. That's the best way I can say it.
Love that there. So we'll make sure we have a link to your website in the description there. You've got 1 minute and 53 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
What I'd like to add is, if anybody needs help managing stress to prevent burnout for you, your teams, your employees, please get in touch. I'm happy to do a free discovery call with you to answer questions about how I work. There are videos on my website, janicelitvin.com. There are many testimonials, many interviews, many videos, and you can find out all about me at my website.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
JaniceLitvin.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Janice, appreciate you being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you also go check out onfirenights.com. We have a guide on 10 ways to use testimonials that you probably haven't heard of before. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Now I will talk to you later. Bye.